Healthy Life.
Live. Bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their website. Ours, we give it away. So head over to freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Allie.
All right, so 855-453, that's the toll-free number here for you. We've been talking about Oklahoma. I know why, because I found out that there's a wonderful not-so-legal talk radio station that is airing us in Oklahoma City today, which it's always nice to find out about things that you did not necessarily know were happening in that way. So, no, Colorado, they've got this ballot measure that is coming up, and it's going to be, this is a historic ballot measure. I mean, for years, the only sorts of ballot measures we've seen have been medical marijuana, and they've generally done very, very well. But the poll numbers have shown, in the last decade at least, that people in America, certainly people under the age of 65, firmly believe in people's freedom to put whatever they want, specifically marijuana, cannabis, in their own body.
61% of likely Colorado voters are in favor of legalizing marijuana, if it is regulated the way alcohol and cigarettes are currently regulated.
61%.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. And I think the governor should take a hint and just go along.
Well, it doesn't cost him anything to make a big deal.
I wouldn't vote for him after this.
That's a good point. It could be costing him some votes. Maybe he feels like he's, I don't know, that is a good point. Yeah, why would he go out on a limb on something politically unpopular?
Because he owns a brew pub.
So he's just desperately trying to save his business then.
Maybe it's going out. But, I mean, I would think that being in the business of alcohol would be good in a recession.
Right. I mean, it's always good to be in the business of mind-altering substances. Mm-hmm. If you have good beer at your pub, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got good beer and good service. Like, you have to have good service, too. Because if you've got good beer and really lousy service, it's probably not going to work for you. But if you've got good service and you've got good product, you'll be all right, especially if you've been open for a while. I mean, if it's always risky opening a restaurant.
It was the first brew pub in Colorado, if that gives you an idea.
He's doing fine then.
Yeah.
Yeah. The idea that he's afraid of a little bit of marijuana being legalized is absolutely ludicrous. And the idea that people would be, that there would be this crowd of people to rush to start smoking cannabis if it were legalized is very unrealistic. There are a handful of folks out there who don't do it because they're getting tested at a job or they're afraid of being tested for some sort of a job interview. And there's like a very small amount of people that won't do it because it's illegal.
Do you think that there are people that, you know, seriously sit there and they'll do something if it's illegal and they won't do it if it's not legal? I mean,
those
they couldn't possibly
exist.
Know, but they, know what's legal and what's not.
Well,
all the
I mean,
time,
most people know cannabis is not legal.
Right.
But they, yeah, those people exist. There aren't very many of them. I mean, most everybody who's ever wanted to try cannabis has done so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any of those people. I've met them here and there, like in conversation. I'll meet someone who makes that claim, like that they don't do this because it's illegal. But I don't know any of those people.
But how many more people do it? Maybe not doing it because it's illegal, but in a way, yeah, they're doing it because it's sort of forbidden.
That is an actual factor. You're right. That's the reverse of it, right? So the drug warriors will tell you that, well, we can't legalize the drugs because a bunch of people are going to start doing it. There's no real evidence for that. But there is evidence that people do drugs because they are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
There absolutely is. In fact, if you look at the Netherlands, again, where they actually had a level of marijuana decriminalization for quite a while and still do to some extent, the studies that they did, specifically, I think they did them of both teenagers and adults, but what they found was that after decriminalization, there was a brief spike of usage, and it then fell below its previous level. So it spikes up for a little bit and then falls down below where it was when it was prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
And people suggest, now, you know, we don't know exactly why that happens, but the suggestion is that it's no longer got the forbidden fruit aspect to it. It no longer has that, you know, it's forbidden, so it's sexy, so it's exciting. You know, you could get caught. It doesn't have any of that anymore. Now it's just a plant like many other legal plants, and it's just not as popular because of that. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Actually, decriminalizing drugs tends to lead to people using it less.
I would think so. I mean, it makes sense to me. I think that, I actually can kind of appreciate that the culture of, you know, potheads is sort of an underground thing, that they're kind of, in a sense, the underdog. And right. If it became super popularized and legal, and if it was, like, you know, made out to be kind of the way things are running with alcohol, this is not an argument in favor of the drug war, but that, you know, it might have less of an appeal to people, and you might see less children doing it, you know, people that are, or young people that are, you know, make riskier judgments. You wouldn't see them, you know, caring to do it as much.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And the numbers, the statistics back that up. However, what you might still see are the targeting of young people by governmental agencies, even if it were legal, right? So let's say that Colorado, in their case, is going to legalize it for, I believe it's possession of up to an ounce for adults, and it's adults over 21.
Mm-hmm.
So all you 18, 19, and 20-year-olds who, you know, you're fully able to make all kinds of legal decisions for yourself, if this goes through in Colorado, it'll still be illegal for you to purchase it.
I know. I hate the war on kids, but if we can limit the wars on, you know, whatever, I guess incrementalism, if there's an opportunity for that, I'll go for it. I don't think it's the way to freedom, but,
sure,
you know, it would be nice to see.
This, right, the fact that it's 21 and up would not stop me from supporting this ballot measure. This is a huge, huge step. It's a historic measure. But nonetheless, the point being that obviously, you know, people under the age of 21 are going to get their hands on this. And the people under the age of 18 will also get their hands on it, which, of course, will lead to further crackdowns. Just because it's legal doesn't mean that it will be legal to have at school, for instance.
Right.
So in Reason.com, Nick Gillespie reports on a middle schooler who has been forced to take a drug test. Why? Because he wanted to join the scrapbooking club.
What?
According to the story, the latest in a drug war hysteria, a 12-year-old girl wants to join the scrapbooking club at her middle school in Milford, Pennsylvania. Did you ever scrapbook?
I've done a little bit of scrapbooking in my lifetime. Not at my school, though.
She can, it seems, on a condition that she pass a drug test. One day she took home a permission slip. It said that to participate in the club or any school sport, she would have to consent to drug testing. Kathy Kitterer, I believe this is her mom, says they were asking a 12-year-old to pee in a cup. I have a problem with that. They're violating her right to privacy over scrapbooking? Sports?
That's pretty silly.
The New York Times reports that the Kitterers, whose daughters are now in high school, are plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the Delaware Valley School District. The daughters are identified only by their first initials, A and M. Parents said that the mandatory drug testing was unnecessary and that it infringed on their daughters' rights. They did ask for their daughters' first names not to be published. A lawyer for the school district declined to comment, citing the pending litigation. It's difficult to gauge how many middle schools conduct drug tests on students. State with middle schools that conduct drug testing include Florida, Alabama, Missouri, West Virginia, Arkansas, Ohio, New Jersey, and Texas.
Wow. It doesn't surprise me. None of those.
So, you know, the interesting contradiction here is that the reason, do you know the reason why they do this?
'Cause drugs are bad.
Well, right, there's that, the claim that they'll make about drugs being bad, but they'll also say that, you know, they, on one hand, they create these after-school programs to ostensibly keep kids off drugs. That's
oh,
the reason.
I,
right, so this is
okay.
Not a class that you go to during the school day. This
uh-huh.
is scrapbooking. It's after school. So it's like chess club. It's like these things that they have after school, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours after school that go on to give the, you know, the kids something else to do.
So they don't want
afterwards.
The stoner kids to be selling drugs during scrapbooking. That makes sense, because that's probably when I would be getting high.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
Were you getting high in scrapbooking as a teenager, as a 12-year-old?
Yeah, 12-year-old, that's pretty young. I mean,
probably not.
I know that there are probably 12-year-olds who do smoke pot.
Not very many. I can't imagine there that.
It really seems unnecessary to be drug testing them. That's just a little too much.
But the claim to these classes is that they're being created to keep kids off drugs,
mm-hmm.
but yet you're going to drug test a young person before they go into the class?
Right.
What if the young person is using drugs because they have nothing else to do and they want to join this class so
that's
they'll have something to do so they could get off the drugs?
Well, they should to clean up their act before they start putting pictures in books.
855-450-FREE. You could cut a finger off or something. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us whatever you want. Toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have waiting for you there. We've got the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can access our live streams there at m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. And by the way, it is free, as are the rest of the features on our website. So go over and enjoy. And you can say thanks to folks like ManVentureOutpost.com for sponsoring this program and helping keep everything on the site free, because it's definitely not free to run the site. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Well, go to ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got it. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned, and their members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. Some of their prices are so low, they can't be mentioned on the radio. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. So I asked the question on Facebook and Twitter. We are doing more hooting, that is, posting to both Facebook and Twitter, as often as possible. And I had asked the question in the last hour, basically, would alcohol sales drop in any statistically significant manner after legalization or decriminalization of cannabis? This is one of the things we've been talking about here in general. And the answer, see here, Aaron says, I don't think so. They're two completely different products. Station says, since both are consumed for relaxation and alcohol is more dangerous, I suppose it would affect the sales of hard liquors. I wonder about that because, you know, hard liquor came about in Prohibition time. I mean, it really became popularized back then.
I mean, would you, I don't know the history of hash, but it's a higher potency form of cannabis
that
people
yes.
take. And I wonder if that's a product of, you know, laws against marijuana.
I don't know. That's a good question. I can't say for sure on that. Maybe you know and can tell us at 855-450-FREE. But the fact that, hash is out there, but it's not as widely distributed as cannabis, at least not in the U.S.
See, one thing that people who write off cannabis as, you know, they talk about their experiences and they say it, you know, affects them in a bad way or negative way. And I wonder if that's because, you know, partly because a lot of the cannabis that people buy in the black market is going to be higher potency. People want their dollars worth, and I wonder if it was legalized and you can get, you know, cannabis sticks like cannabis cigarettes or something, if it would be, you know, if it would be preferable for those people that, you know, they don't like it right now, but maybe if it was lower potency, then it would, you know, not get, you know, not be so much at once for people.
I think that you're right. I wonder what the market would look like in the absence of all the government regulations and legalization measures, because Colorado is still going to have a scheme. They're still going to have a governmental agency that is not selling the marijuana, but regulating sales of it. But it really would be interesting to see what the marketplace looks like, because you're right. Not everybody wants the most mind-blowing, high-test kind of cannabis out there.
And I wonder if the reason I was thinking about during the break why it's reported that more people start using right after something is decriminalized or, you know, set free, if it's sort of like, you know, when you start a business and your initial sales are going to be higher than they're going to look like, you know, maybe right after the newness wears off, and then maybe it'll go back up once your product and, you know, your knowledge of entrepreneurship improves, but that initially it's going to be something exciting because it's new. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what's happening. You know, maybe people are in a decriminalization situation. They're trying something for the first time that they haven't ever tried before. And or there are people who have smoked marijuana in the past but have given it up, who, you know, just found it too inconvenient to get on the black market, and maybe they've just decided to go ahead and step into the market. But it's interesting that eventually it does come down, and it doesn't take long. It's just a very brief spike. So more responses here from folks on Twitter. Chris says, I think so, in that he thinks that alcohol sales would drop. Easier access and more affordable prices would draw people who use both but prefer cannabis. And I have said before that I prefer cannabis over alcohol, but, you know, I still use alcohol. I'm not as frequent a user of it as I have been in the past, but I have kind of a cycle that I go through. Sometimes I use it more or less often than I do otherwise, and the availability of cannabis isn't really a factor in that.
As far as you know, I think that people don't really know. I think people like to think they know themselves better than they do, but that who knows what influences your decision to drink right. or to smoke.
Maybe price is a factor. Maybe because cannabis is so expensive on the black market, maybe if it were, you know, half the price or less than half the price, as it yep. may very well be in a legal market, in a, you know, unregulated marketplace, then perhaps more people would use cannabis because it was simply more affordable. I mean, alcohol isn't exactly cheap.
It's really not.
Especially if you're going out to a bar, you're paying $5 a drink. That's
right.
That's pretty significant. Let's see. UC Drugs says, they just retweeted, and then alcohol sales might drop. This is from Certain Quirk. He says alcohol sales might drop for a time after cannabis decrim, but would bounce back. People like to drink and smoke. So basically, you have four different answers, four or five completely different answers from people. And that's just it. You know, nobody can really predict what the marketplace is going to look like in the absence of the government regulation. And who knows what the alcohol marketplace would look like in the absence of government regulation. We've never had that.
Right.
I mean, we've never, except during Prohibition, had no, you know, in our lifetime, certainly, we've never had a world in which we can just make our own alcohol without begging permission, sell it without begging permission, and, you know, do whatever we want with it without begging permission. I mean, you can't even go in most places. You can't even walk down the street with alcohol in a container and drink from it.
That's true.
And it's, I think it's absolutely outrageous that that's illegal. It's called open container. Mm-hmm. There are some towns where it's completely legal. Savannah, Georgia, I believe, is one of them.
So in the town I grew up in, Auburn, Alabama, mm-hmm. where it's a big football town, and during the games, you're technically not supposed to have open containers. But
at
they
the
totally, you know, around the stadium, people walking around.
But inside the stadium,
tailgating.
It's fine.
Tailgating is like a big tradition.
Right.
Is this, everyone knows about tailgating.
It's a big football thing where people hang out outside in the stadium and drink, right?
Yep. And
but they're not supposed to.
The laws are supposed to still apply, but they,
but
you know,
not enforced?
They totally let it go. Yeah, open containers
do
everywhere.
Do the cops, like, ride through and do nothing about it?
The cops are probably drinking enough with them. Who
probably.
Knows? They like football, too.
So, just to clarify, it's completely legal inside the stadium. Like, you can go buy alcohol and drink mm-hmm. it in the stadium, right?
Yep.
But outside in the parking lot is supposed to be a no-no.
Well, it's not just in the parking lot. People tailgate. They tailgate everywhere, you know, all around town. It's like everyone in town gets super wasted. And they're all walking around and no one can drive anywhere. And it's very unsafe, but it's for the spirit of the game.
Go team. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Allie, there's some controversy in, I think it's New York City, where you were going to tell us about some advertisements that have been tagged.
Yes. Yep.
People have been using spray paint on advertisements in the subway. We'll get to that here in a moment. And there's some controversy about this. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can talk about prohibition or alcohol, cannabis, legalization efforts, whatever you want. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. Not the old and only, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. By Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the news updates, listening options. We give them all away. Those other talk show hosts charge you. In fact, you can actually create the content that you see on the site. So when you go to freetalklive.com and you scroll down the page, you'll see those numbered items. Those items were submitted by listeners just like you, and it's called show prep on our site. So you find an article or a YouTube video, perhaps a blog post, something that you think's interesting or useful or fun, submit it to the website as show prep, write a little description for it. It'll appear on the upcoming stories page. And when you visit freetalklive.com, that's usually the first place you want to go, is look at the upcoming stories and then vote on them. You can vote them up or down, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. Allie, there was another story in New York City.
That's right.
Where it's about graffiti.
Well,
and some offensive posters.
Yeah, the arrival of an anti-Muslim advertising campaign in New York City subways on Monday has prompted the NYPD to increase security throughout the 10 stations where the controversial ads have been posted. According to the New York Post, the department has quietly deployed additional police officers at stations with the 46 by 30-inch ads, contrary to prior reports denying the NYPD would be adding any extra security measures. The MTA, which I guess is the transportation...
Metro Transportation Authority.
Yep. They initially rejected the provocative posters, which read, "In any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man, support Israel, defeat jihad." But a federal judge ruled that the campaign was protected by First Amendment rights. forcing the MTA to reverse its decision. So there have been people who consider this to be hate speech, and they go out and they, graffiti over the signs, basically, the posters, because they don't appreciate the message, which I don't either. But I don't know. I mean, I think that on public property, I'm not sure what the subway stations are as far as ownership, but that you should be able to, you know, graffiti if it's property that you're paying for.
But in this case, it's a private advertisement.
It is. But is it? So, I don't know. I'm not speaking in defense of, banning hate speech or, vandalizing private property. But I'm not sure. It's unclear in this case. But I don't like the message, although I support free speech, so it's hard.
Yeah, I'm with you that the message is definitely, detestable. But this is clearly, it seems pretty clear to me this is not a public property issue.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bit of a mixed bag, though, right? Like, so it is public property on which private advertisements are being placed, but I still don't think that crosses the line. I don't think that you can say that, this is now public property because it's been accepted by a government agency.
Maybe not.
It is a weird kind of almost contradictory kind of situation, though. I mean, is it really a legitimate use of private dollars to purchase public property to put an advertisement up?
I think that's called fascism.
It's definitely mixing government with private companies, that's for sure.
So should it be protected free speech?
I think that it should, yeah. I mean, I think that if it is the government's supposed obligation to protect free speech within its purview, right? So a lot of people misunderstand free speech. They think that free speech means, free speech anywhere. I can say whatever the F I want, even on your radio show or in your movie theater or wherever. No. That's not the purpose of the First Amendment. You can have free speech anywhere it's allowed, and the government is supposed to allow it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Constitution is supposed to be a set of rules for the government to follow, not you and I.
Although the MTA didn't want to post the ads initially. They're the ones that would normally get the final say, but then the government came in and said, you can't ban this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that protecting free speech or...
Well, clearly, bureaucrats have no... they don't care about the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
The bureaucrats in different government bureaucracies are going to disagree. They're going to fight over things. And if if they had decided to not allow these, then it would have had to been a court case before they would have been forced to allow them, probably. So I think the government is supposed to protect free speech. They're not very good at it. Clearly, they violate it in a variety of different ways.
Well, what would be your response if you lived in New York and you had to see these ads every day, basically warmongering?
Well, there's a bunch of stupid stuff. I mean, have you ever been on the New York subway system?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so there's all kinds of stuff up there. There's lots of ads for government agencies, like, here, get some welfare. Call this number and get some welfare. There's all kinds of, pro-state, pro-aggression-style advertisements up there. And you just sit on the subway and you go to where you're going. I mean, I'm not going to do anything. If I see something offensive that is upsetting as an advertisement, I might make fun of it. I might say something about it. I might comment about it to somebody that might be there with me.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a piece of discussion to have a discussion about, but I'm certainly not going to get out a spray paint can and paint over it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I wouldn't want someone doing that to a poster that I put up somewhere.
I see where you're going with that, and I'm not saying that spray painting it is necessarily the answer, but...
What is there an answer for? I mean,
I guess you could put up counter ads or something like that.
But then you'd be spending money with the government.
Yeah, but then, see, we get into this, like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's confusing a lot of times. Like, is this a public, is the MTA? I mean, it's...
Yes, it is government.
Government, funded or organization responsible for transportation, as far as them selling ads, I mean, should they be able to refuse ads since they're a government-run organization?
I think that, I don't think they should be able to, no. I think that anybody with the money should be able to put ads up on a government, ad billboard or whatever.
I guess, I mean, effectively
that could result in some
it.
Really offensive ads, but that's what, you know, that's part of free speech. That's part of what the government is supposed to protect and supposed to allow.
Well,
but I'm not going to take my money and spend it with a government agency.
That's the problem, though, is that, you know, if your tax dollars are going to support the MTA, and, you know, then the government also is forcing the MTA to, which is part of the government, is forcing them to put out these ads, then you're effectively, you know, your money is effectively going to support this idea.
It's, yeah, I see where you're coming from. It is to some extent a subsidy of it. Let's use a different example, though. Here's a better one, one that doesn't involve as much outlay of cash. You, Allie, are involved in a television program called Shire TV.
Uh-huh.
Now, the mechanism by which you are able to create this program is a government mechanism. So the television station upon which, you know, whose equipment you use, the station is funded by tax dollars.
Yep.
And so somebody could look at that and say, well, Allie, you're unprincipled. I mean, you're not a libertarian. This is a, you've got to be kidding me. You're clearly using the spoils of what the government does. This is a direct result
of
the force of the state.
But people that call themselves non-aggressionists should get over that, because I think that's a fallacy. That's like, you know, that's like the politician in New Hampshire, I can't remember her name right now, saying that the Free Staters shouldn't be using the roads. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, that's silly. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with taking welfare or using what crumbs the government tosses at us after it destroys our economy and ruins the culture.
I agree with you. I was just playing devil's advocate. I agree that they have created this mechanism for free speech, and it would be silly to not use it.
Mm-hmm.
But in your case, you don't have to pay. You live in Keene, and if you live in Keene, you get to go and do this public access channel for free. But the reason I brought it up, that was just an aside,
mm-hmm.
The reason I brought it up is that there is no prohibition on really any content on that channel. There is a restriction for overnight. Like, if there's something that's offensive, like it's got a lot of profanity or perhaps nudity or sex or something like that, or graphic violence, those things are supposed to play after 10 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
But there's absolutely nothing stopping you from filming some sort of graphic video.
Porno or something.
And putting it on there.
That's an idea. Good way to get viewers.
There's nothing stopping you from doing that. But my point is, they have to accept everything. That is an organization that has to accept everything that is submitted to it. So we'll come back. I'll finish my thought. It's Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods, tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches, start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. Bring up what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
All right. So, by the way, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, there are different ways for you to do that. One of them is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. And then there are links to Amazon there, and those Amazon links will take you to different Amazons. There's the Amazon for Canada, the UK, and the US. Click into the right Amazon for you and just get your shopping taken care of. Whatever it is that you're looking for, Amazon probably has it, and you will get it at a great deal. And, of course, there's all the user reviews, so you can make sure you're getting what you're expecting and what, you know, did people like it. You know Amazon. They're great. You just go shopping there. You've probably been shopping there a number of times. Just that make it into a habit to go to shop.freetalklive.com first, and then you can click into the Amazon that's right for you. In fact, if you want to save yourself a step, go to shop.freetalklive.com, click the Amazon right for you, and then just bookmark that link. And then you can just go back to your bookmark over and over again. And every time you shop through those links there, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price at shop.freetalklive.com. So I'm going to go back to the phones here, but I did want to make sure I got the idea out about the public access example that I was giving you, because we were talking about the subway signs or the advertisements that have been purchased on New York subways that have been, I guess, so offensive to people that they've been using spray paint, for instance, to tag over them, which, of course, is a clear property rights violation. But things get a little bit muddy because we are talking about private advertising that has been purchased on what is ostensibly public property. So you kind of get into a kind of a nasty little area where, well, is it really truly private advertising, or is it partially public? Because technically you are using public dollars to fund the areas in which these ads are being placed. So is it really truly private? I don't know.
And New Yorkers don't really have a choice of what other transportation they're going to use. Taxis? They can pay for a taxi so you don't have to see these offensive things if you're a Muslim. I mean, imagine being a Muslim and having to ride the subway in New York and having to see this every day.
It's against Palestinians, right? Is that right? It's pro-Israel or something?
Yeah, pro-Israel.
So,
Well, a lot of people are saying it's anti-Muslim and that it's racist. So I don't know if, you know, maybe someone could argue that it's not necessarily racist, but because I think a lot of Muslims don't believe in jihad, but support Israel. I mean, it just paints this picture.
Jihad is an interesting concept. I mean, having actually read the Quran while I was in jail, there are two types of jihad. There's the greater jihad and the lesser jihad. And the lesser jihad is the one that is the outside struggle, the struggle with that which is outside. The greater jihad is the struggle within. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, obviously about the struggle that man has with himself. And, you know, whatever desires one might have that one resists, or, you know, the things that one might want to do that, you know, one doesn't, or whatever kind of internal conflicts, moral struggles, whatever internal battles one might have with oneself, that is the greatest or the greater jihad. And so, you know, the term jihad has just been kind of thrown around as though, jihad, they want to kill everybody, jihad.
Right, and that's what this ad basically supports. I mean,
that's not what jihad's all about. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying is that the ad, I'm not saying that we should censor it, but that it is frustrating to see stuff like this out there and to not be able to have other choices because your tax dollars are going to subsidize, you know, everyone has to pay for the subway system, even if you disagree with the ads.
Well, the same thing with the public access channel in that everyone has to pay, well, not everybody, because it's only funded by people that pay for cable, but the people who are paying for the cable system have to pay for everything that's on that channel, whether or not they think it's useful. So if somebody wants to record an offensive video, as one guy once did, the point of view, he was coming into a bedroom. On the bed, there was a pumpkin. The pumpkin had a slit cut in it, and he began fingering the pumpkin slit and making really offensive... he was saying very offensive things. I am not going to repeat the things that he was saying, but he was treating the pumpkin as though, or a, you know, like a human being.
Is this on public access?
This was on public access television, and it was very offensive, and it offended a number of viewers who called and complained about it, and other people have been offended by other things, but the guy that runs the station is a big free speech advocate, the executive director of the station. And he will tell people, hey, you could put your show on here, and that's basically it. Like, you know, you complain, but I don't care because I have to air everything that people come in and bring me. So, you know, if you don't like it, you can make your own response and put it on the air and respond to it. But nobody wants to do that. It's easier to call and complain than it is to make your own TV show.
It's always easier to complain than to do something about it.
Yeah, exactly. But the point being that they're still paying. So they could have the same feeling that you are, or that the folks that are upset about these signs, you know, like, oh, well, I'm upset because I'm paying for this channel and I'm seeing things I don't want to see.
I don't think people should have to pay for things they don't want to pay for.
Me neither, but hey, that's what's going on, right? Like, everybody's paying for the MTA in New York City.
Right.
Everybody's paying for the cable access channel. So while we have these governmental structures, then they should be able to be utilized to get a message out.
Right.
But the difference, of course, being that with public access, you don't have to pay to go and create the content. You just create the content, and you can send it in, and they'll air it. Whereas at the subway tunnels, you do have to pay to get those ads on that board. So I wouldn't have a problem putting my own stuff on TV on a public access channel, but there's no way I'm going to pay to put another ad up to compete with that ad because I just don't want to give any more money to the government than they already have. Let's go to your calls. David is in Montana listening on our streams online. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Viva Cannabis, everybody.
Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Hey, the First Amendment. There's a certain onus, I think, when it comes to the First Amendment. The five components that make up the First Amendment were reasons why the monarchy used to kill the people. If you said something the king didn't like, he'd kill you.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a different religion than the king, they'd kill you. If you were writing stuff down and passing it around and they didn't like it, they'd kill you. If you gathered together and told the king he was doing things wrong, they'd kill you.
Yeah,
well, in Egypt, they have anti-blasphemy laws, which are similar to what you're talking about.
And now the people have the protection from these tyrants that they can't kill us for what we say, for what we print,
sure they can.
Religion, and all the rest of them, right?
Well, so now theoretically,
the onus is, if someone uses the First Amendment to cause death, then they don't have the right to the First Amendment, because the First Amendment is to stop killing. And if you use the First Amendment to cause killing, then you're the enemy of freedom. And the freedom
what do you mean, like threats? Like threats or to cause killing?
Like yelling fire in a theater. You're going to cause people to kill one another.
I don't know.
They're
going
to try
really
to get
works.
The hell out of there and jump all over you, right?
In theory, I don't know if that's actually what happens if somebody yells fire in a theater.
Well, if you yelled fire and there happened to be flashing lights, people would go crazy and they'd stampede you. I was in a stampede. I went to the Cal Jam 2 in 77, mm-hmm. and there was a 5,000 people stampede, man. Three people got killed, and a stampede is nasty. But I'm saying that the First Amendment is there to stop killing. But if you use the First Amendment to kill, then that's when I think you lose your freedom.
Do you think that this poster that says support Israel, defeat jihad, do you think they're supporting killing?
Well, if you say if somebody's if you've got a loaded gun and you're swinging it around, right? There's speech is like a loaded gun. People kill over what you say. That's why we have the First Amendment, so nobody could kill you for what you say, right? But if you use that First Amendment to make people kill one another, then that's wrong. That's using a...
Well, you can't make someone kill another person. I mean, you can you could encourage violence, but you can't ever make someone with words.
Speech is like a loaded gun, man. We're human beings, man. You say something to the wrong person, they'll rip your throat out.
I think that threats and fraud are two forms of speech which I don't think are protected under free speech, or at least my idea of it. Although I think that people are
speech to antagonize somebody to kill, I think is wrong.
I think that it's probably I would agree with you that it's wrong to encourage people to hurt others, but ultimately you can't make someone kill someone with your words.
Yeah, they're responsible for the actions. If you
right.
kill someone, words you can't say, someone told me to.
Yep, exactly right. David, thank you for the call and thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You are responsible for your choices. It doesn't matter what anyone said to you prior to you making those choices. 855-450-3733.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
TravelGuard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.